May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 70. Thrice comfortable hope that calms my stormy breast. My Father's hand prepares the cup, and what he wills is best. Hymn number 70.
Holy Word of God, we will read together two psalms. The first, Psalm 46. Our first reading, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of our God, or of, make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And now Psalm 62. Psalm 62. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence, I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. And may God bless to us those readings from his holy word. And may he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we thank thee for this opportunity to gather around thy word and to worship thee. We do thank thee, Lord, for sparing to us this means of worship. Lord, though we are unable in the present circumstances to meet in thy house of prayer for public worship, yet, Lord, we do thank thee for preserving us this means, and we do pray thy blessing upon the service of thy house this evening. Lord, we do pray that this time of worship, we may know thy gracious help. Lord, we pray thy help with the technology this evening, that thou, Lord, overcome any hindrances or distractions. Bless the friends, Lord, in their hearing, and help one in speaking. And though we are in these unusual times, these unusual things, yet, Lord, may we sweetly prove that thou art able to bless us in our gathering. Lord, we pray for unity. Unite us in our desire to worship thee. Unite our hearts together in praise and prayer unto thee. Lord, we pray that thou'd help each who gathers around to listen, around thy word this evening, in their various respective places. May thy good spirit, Lord, be with them, applying the word with power, and Lord, helping and granting all needed help to each one. And so, Lord, do favour us each with thy gracious presence. Thou art not bound by walls. Oh, Lord, we do thank thee that thou art almighty. And Lord, thou art omnipresent and able to go right where thy people are. We do pray, Lord, that thou visit each home, visit each heart this evening. And so, Lord, do help us, we pray. Lord, thou knowest how Satan would use whatever he can to steal away from thy word, to rob us of the enjoyment of reading thy word and hearing thy word. Lord, he would take away from us the enjoyment there is when we're able to worship thee in spirit and in truth. And, oh Lord, we do pray that thou come to our help. And so bless us this evening, that we may truly worship thee in spirit and in truth, and that our worship may ascend in one united, sweet-smelling savour, and be acceptable in thy sight, most gracious God, through thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, for thy Son. Thou hast given us a name to plead. Lord, thou hast made that way of approach, that ground of acceptance in and through thy dear Son. And we do praise and seek to worship his great and holy name for that finished work and for that new and living way, oh, which is marked out with his precious blood into the holiest of holies. And so, Lord, do grant us access this evening. Oh, that we might touch the hem of thy garment. Lord, that a few poor sinners might approach in humble faith and reach out and touch that hem of the garment. And may there be some healing virtue flowing from the dear Saviour of sinners into poor sinners' hearts this night. Oh, we do pray for any who have mountains or obstacles, burdens, hindrances, difficulties this evening. Lord, that they might flow down at thy presence. Thou said, I will make all my mountains away. Oh, may we sweetly prove them, flowing down at thy presence. Oh, make a way for us, we pray, and lead us in that right way, in a plain path, and guide us day by day. Oh, we pray, Lord, direct us. May thy Spirit guide us into all truth. May we know the truth as it is in Jesus. May we know, Lord, the Good Shepherd going on before us. Oh, lead us, Lord, we pray, through this waste howling wilderness which is this world here below, through the valley of the shadow of death. And oh, we do pray that thou bring us into green pastures and beside the still waters. Lord, we pray that we might know those tokens, those evidences, those sweet confirmations that we are indeed born of thy Spirit. Lord, we do pray that our evidences might be clear. Lord, that we might know that preparation work in our hearts of thy gracious Spirit. Lord, may we trace it out. Lord, here and there, spots and places where thou hast become the all and in all to us, the one thing needful, or that which is exceeding precious to our souls. Lord, we do pray then, touch our hearts with love divine. Lord, we do pray, Lord, that thou art confirm us and strengthen us and settle us in thy word. Establish us, Lord, we pray. Grant us an increase of faith. Lord, where thou hast yet to begin, Lord, if there are those listening this evening still yet dead in trespasses and in sins, Lord, we pray for that quickening spirit. Lord, thou breathe upon these slain, and that the dry bones might live. Oh, put life in them. Lord, we do pray. Thy good Spirit. Oh, Lord, we pray. May the new birth be seen in many hearts. Lord, where thou hast begun. Lord, we do pray that following on, they may follow on to know the Lord, who is gracious and merciful. Oh, Lord, we do pray that thou bless living souls with the knowledge of their sins forgiven. Grant that peace and pardon, to know what it is to be reconciled to an almighty God. Oh, we do pray, Lord, then, have mercy upon us each this evening. Thou knowest each heart, each case, each need. May thy word, Lord, this evening be a word in season. May there be something for us. Strengthen the weak, we do pray. Oh, Lord, lift up the downcast. Oh, Lord, may the fearful be made strong in thy word. And grant, Lord, thy blessing to each. May there be some gleaners in the gospel field this evening. Oh, Lord, do graciously encourage each. Oh, may seekers be finders. And Lord, do have mercy, we pray. Remember the church and congregation at Swavesey. We do pray, Lord, thy blessing upon them. Bind them together in the bundle of life with the Lord their God. Unite them, Lord, in their worship in this time of separation. We pray, Lord, that the little foxes may be kept out from spoiling the vine. The vine has tender grapes, and Lord, we pray, be that wall of fire round about them, and the glory in the midst. And build them up, we pray, in numbers and in grace, and strengthen them, Lord. And may this time of separation bring many to long and thirst for the house of God. Oh, that we might be like David, who longed and thirsted to be found in the house of God. Oh, Lord, we do pray then that we too may know that that burning desire, oh, to be again able to worship in thy house of prayer. Lord, we do pray then so use this time of difficulty and judgment, Lord, for the good of many souls. May it be a time that some are able to look back to with fondness. May the Lord bless me there. Well, we do pray, Lord, that this curse which is upon our nation might prove to be a blessing for many. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thy voice which is upon us, thy judgments are upon us, thy voice is in it, Lord. Oh, we do pray that thou'd open our hearts, that we may know a spirit of self-examination. Lord, it's easy for us to find fault with the world around us. Lord, the house, thy house, the church in this land has not escaped the judgment. These things are affecting us. May we lay it to heart. Lord, we sinned and grieved against thee. We grieve thy spirit. Lord, we do pray, show us our sins. Oh, Lord, do bring us to a spirit of true confession and repentance of sin. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, thou turn again our captivity. Wilt thou revive us again? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Oh, Lord, we do pray, show us thy mercy. Oh, Lord, be merciful in these things. Oh, Lord, our sins testify against us. But, Lord, thy mercies are, they know no end. And we seek forgiveness. We seek, Lord, that thou turn and smile upon us again. And smile upon the church. And Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. And bring us, Lord, into the daytime. Bring us, Lord, out of this winter into the spring. Oh, may the planting of thy gracious Father be seen, Lord, in the church here below. Oh, Lord, do return with blessings from on high. And visit this garden. Lord, have mercy, then we pray. Remember our land and nation. Use these things for the good of many. Lord, we pray that thou art awaken many sinners' hearts. May there be a turning unto thee. May it be the beginning of a revival in this nation. Lord, thou knowest what is being done. It's thy work, Lord. Thy hand is upon our nation and the nations of the earth. Many things are, many, many things are being accomplished. Many we don't know, that are out of our sight, out of our knowledge. And yet, Lord, there is a purpose in these things. But, oh, we pray that it might be a purpose toward our country and our leaders, our royal family, and those that have authority over us. But they might be humbled. Humble us each, Lord, under thy mighty hand. Lord, that thou wilt exalt us in due time. Oh, Lord, bring many to cast all their care upon thee. Prove thou dost care for them. Be with those, Lord, who have business concerns. Lord, we pray for those who have concerns over their employment. We ask, Lord, that thou be merciful and gracious to them. May these things bring them to thy feet in prayer. Supply each need, we pray. Lord, do supply the needs of each family and each friend. Lord, we do pray that thou be with the children and the young people in maybe they have disappointments. Maybe they cannot understand the things that are happening. Lord, maybe they have their anxieties and fears. Lord, we do pray, comfort each heart. Lord, they might be brought to thy feet and find what a friend they have in Jesus. All their griefs and sorrows bear. Oh, that he, Lord, that thou might bring them to thy feet. They may turn out their hearts before thee and find all that mercy and that comfort and that consolation. And so, Lord, we pray, deliver us each from fear, and may our eyes be up unto thee. Oh, we do thank thee that thou art on the throne, the Lord God of omnipotent reigning. All these things took us by surprise. Thou knowest, Lord, all things. Thou knowest the end of a thing from the beginning. Oh, Lord, we do pray that these things might fall out rather to the furtherance of the gospel, for the good of thy church here below, and for thy honour and glory. So help us, gracious Lord. And Lord, do keep Satan from us. Lord, do draw our thoughts to thee. Lord, draw us to thyself. Draw us away from these earthly things for a few moments. And may our thoughts be drawn heavenward. Lord, have mercy then, we pray. Forgive us all our sins and pardon all that we've asked amiss. Lord, we've no doubt forgotten many things to pray for, but thou knowest what we have need of before we ask. Forgive us then our many failings, and take away all our iniquities and receive us graciously. We ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Let us continue by singing hymn 630. What foolish worms are we, how prone to start aside, and in all our troubles flee from Jesus' wounded side, to wait on self or something base instead of trusting sovereign grace. Hymn number 630.
Oh,
will you turn with me to our second reading, Psalm 62. And with the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verses 11 and 12. Psalm 62, with the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from the last two verses, verses 11 and 12. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. Psalm 62 and verses 11 and 12. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. I don't think there's many of us this evening that look around at the things that are happening in our nation, the things that are happening in the world at this time, cannot see the power of God displayed in the day in which we live. The Lord has put his hand upon the nations of the earth. He has brought upon us this severe judgment. Well, there's not a day like it in living memory for the inhabitants of the earth in our day. The many plans of man have been brought to confusion. The Lord has permitted this virus to spread amongst the nations of the earth, and it is amongst our nation. And it's brought judgments that, well, surely the Lord's children can see. We can see that the judgment upon the church of God in this land. Somebody said that this virus has done what the German army and Hitler couldn't do in the Second World War, in that this has shut the house of God, and it has shut the Lord's table, and it has shut the baptismal pools. These things are solemn. We are to remember the Lord at the Lord's table, to do this in remembrance of him. And we are to do it until the end of time. And here we have been prevented. And these things are solemn. For the Lord's table is a place, is it not, where we desire union and communion with him, fellowship in his sufferings, to remember what he has done and finished for his people. And we have sinned and grieved him. And as I said, it's easy for us to point fingers. We can point to many gross sins in our nation. But judgment will begin at the house of God. And there we must begin. In fact, we must come closer. We must look at our own hearts. We must pray the Lord will grant us a spirit of self-examination. What did David pray in, was it the end of Psalm 139? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, what a prayer that is. Search me, O God, and know my heart. And try me and know my thoughts. Oh, that the Lord would grant us each a spirit of self-examination. Ponder the path of our feet. Sins of omission. Things that we should have done, which we haven't. Neglected things. We've been slack in things. We've not been diligent in things. We've been lukewarm, slothful, loitering. We've become worldly. We're hardened through sin. No longer walking tenderly and fearfully as we should. Sins of commission, things we've done that we shouldn't have done. We've taken things into our breast and harboured them there and lodged them there, which we shouldn't. We're like Achan. He was told, they were all told, there were things to be taken that must be rendered to the Lord, things which shouldn't be taken. And what did he do? He took things and kept them back from the Lord. And so when we turn the tent of our heart out, what a mercy that it's at the feet of Jesus. What a mercy that there is a ground of mercy for us to empty the heart on. Empty them at the feet of Jesus. Things we've taken which we shouldn't. Things we've kept back which we should have rendered to the Lord. Oh, that the Lord would have mercy upon us, and that he will turn again and smile upon us. Turn us again, O God. He will turn us unto him. God has spoken once. Well, the psalmist, David, he's professing his confidence. In this psalm, his confidence is in God. And he seeks to encourage the reader, the singer of the psalm, and us as readers, seeks to encourage us, that same confidence. Oh, he'd been graciously taught and brought as a needy sinner to wait upon his God. My soul, truly my soul, waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. And how beautifully he speaks of God being his rock and his salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Oh, this confidence. What's the ground of it? What's the ground of it, beloved friends? This is not self-confidence. This is confidence in God. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge. Oh, and then he encourages the people, trust in him at all times. For David had proved him many times, been brought to trust in his God, and proved his God had never failed him. Never. David had failed his God. David's God had never failed David. Well, that blessed statement, God is a refuge for us. But what is this great foundation? The pillars that are holding up this blessed truth. Well, there's two things this evening. Twice have I heard this. God has spoken once, and twice have I heard this. God speaks, and it's done. He doesn't need to repeat it. Although he may confirm his commands, but he speaks, and it is done. Oh, he commands, and it is done. God has spoken once. But David's heard two things. Twice have I heard this. Two things have I heard. And the first one is this, that power belongeth unto God. Power belongeth unto God. Oh, there's power, beloved friends. Almighty power. Oh, if you're, and I speak rightly this evening, if you're looking for a place of refuge this evening, or maybe a place to rest your weary soul, a place to look this evening where you might find some help. Are you in a time of need? Oh, it's to go surely to the place where power is to be found. Power to deliver. Power to deliver. Oh, what power is in our God. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Oh, his power to deliver. Oh, his power to speak a word. He can speak whole worlds into being, the power of his voice. And at the power of his voice, he's able to end worlds also. Oh, what a mighty voice. Oh, was it not his voice that spoke this whole universe into being? God said, let there be light. Doesn't John, the Apostle John, so beautifully begin his gospel? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, who's he speaking of here? It is the eternal Son of God, who is known as the Word. The Word, the expressive part of the Godhead, if you like, the Word. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. Oh, and his Word was made flesh. Dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of truth and grace. Oh, there's this power belonging unto God. Oh, that command, let there be light. Oh, that's that all creating power. And in poor, dead, dark, sinners' hearts, that same power, that new birth, let there be light. Oh, the light of the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ shines into dark sinners' hearts. And where there was all deadness and darkness, oh, becomes life, light, and liberty. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Oh, surely at his command this virus has come upon us. Beloved friends, at the voice of his command, this virus can leave us. He's able to bring it, and he has. He permitted it to come. He's able to finish it. The power of his word. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Do you believe it? You believe he has the power? Do we pray like he has the power? Do you know what I mean? When we come to the throne of grace, oh, what a wonderful thing if we're reminded of these two things, power and mercy. Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring. Oh, he's almighty. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. So if words mean anything, then he's able to do more than you could ask or think. The limitations are not his, but ours. Oh, the weakness of our faith, the feebleness of our minds, the power which is in him. Oh, we have such human reasoning, don't we? Often we come to the throne of grace, and are we truly with this before us in our minds, in our hearts, that power belongeth unto God? Or do we look at it in human terms? Do we think he's such as one of us as ourselves? Oh, we pray according to what we think could happen, or the way it might happen. We seem to try and put a straitjacket on things, or chalk down lines, seek to bring the Lord to walk in them. Oh, that we might have true boldness. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And what will give you boldness? As a poor, weak, unable sinner at the throne of grace, feeling your need and your insufficiency. Oh, it's a view, isn't it, by faith of an all-sufficient Saviour, an all-sufficient God. Oh, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, that power belongeth unto God. My mind went to Habakkuk chapter 3. And Habakkuk says this in his prayer: O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. Lord has spoken once. Lord has spoken to him, warned him, pronounced judgments, brought into his knowledge the judgments to come. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Oh, do you know what it is to fear and exceedingly quake at the power of his voice? Oh, as he speaks, things come to pass in your life. Have you seen the Lord's work upon your life? Are you seeing it now in these things that are coming upon us? How does it make you feel? Oh, fearful. Wonder where the scene will end. You wonder what next week has to hold, next month, next year. Are you fearful for your children? Fearful for your parents? For your loved ones? Fearful maybe for your business? The uncertainty of things. Oh, to look for things that are certain in a day of uncertainty. In a day when the foundations have been shaken. In a day when men's hearts are failing them. nor to look for those things which are eternal, those things which are sure and certain. Oh, they are God's things, the things of God and his word. The word of the Lord endureth forever. Isn't it Peter's? Peter writing here in his first epistle, chapter 1, and he says this in verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. Oh, is your flower falling away? Is your grass withering? Are you seeing all the change and decay? All the temporal things. Maybe things that you thought were, well, it never really crossed your mind. They seem to be there every day, every day, every day. Now things are uncertain. Things you rested on, wrongly maybe. The arm of flesh. Resting on things that really were no real resting at all, no resting place at all. And you've seen them, and the grass is withering, the flowers fading. Oh, what is there to look to as a dying sinner in a dying world? All those things that endure forever. The word of the Lord, which endures forever. Lord, give me a word, something from thy word. Lord, speak to me. Oh, let me hear thy voice. Oh, I know, Lord, what it is to be afraid at thy voice, but Lord, speak peaceably to me. Speak comfortably to me. Oh, let me hear thy voice, as I did servant David, as he knew it, Lord. God has spoken once, and twice have I heard this, the power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. Oh, what two pillars we have here this evening. Power and mercy. Power and mercy. Oh, there's great power. He has great power. Oh, nothing can stand before his power. Oh, but the mercy that he has. Oh, his power to overcome your heart. His power to break your stubborn will. His power to break into the hardness of your heart. And power to show you his mercy. Power to reveal to you your sin. To show you something that you've never seen before. Something that no one else can show you. Something that you cannot see in and of yourself. His power to reveal it to you. Power to show you your need as a sinner. Bring before you your sins. Bring that conviction into your heart. Oh, to bring a change in your heart. Not a change just in your head, but in your heart. That sin might be exceeding sinful to you as it is to him, but maybe in less measure to you. Oh, but it can be made exceeding sinful to you. Losing its taste, losing its appeal, losing its hold. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? Because he's all powerful and he can break that hold which Satan seems to have on your heart. And he can free, beloved friends. Oh, he sets his people free. He breaks that hold that sin has And Satan has. And he sets his people free. And if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. There's power. Oh, let that power, Lord, be known and felt in my heart. Oh, that I might find, oh, that the besetting sins that so plague me, I might be able to lay them aside. Oh, and every weight, that I may run my race with patience, looking unto Jesus. He's able to free your feet, make you walk at liberty. That voice which called Lazarus from the grave, loose him and let him go. Oh, Lazarus was called forth, wasn't he? Arise. Life put in him. Power in that voice. Raise from the dead. But he was stumbling and he couldn't see his way. But he was moving. Oh, he was living. He was alive. And there's a few this evening that are, oh, you're like Lazarus. You know you're not dead. You know you're not dead. You've heard his voice. Oh, but you can't see him clearly. And you can't walk. You can't walk as you would like to. Well, the grave clothes, there's something still clinging to you, something holding you back, something snaring you, entangling you, blinding you still. But you've heard his voice. You can't deny it. Oh, but you haven't the liberty you desire. Who is he, Lord, that I might believe? I might believe on him. You can't see him as clear as you like. I see men as trees walking, said one. Loose him and let him go. Oh, the power and the mercy. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work. You know, sometimes we get bogged down with things, don't we? You think of is it Psalm 37? It begins, fret not thyself. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. The Lord will judge them. There's power, there's mercy, and there's judgment. Thou renderest to every man according to his work. Well, this isn't a text to build up a salvation by works. Thou renderest to every man according to his work. With that day of reckoning, the child of God has a place of refuge. His enemy, those around him, those who are against him, maybe having their day, permitted to cause him distress, permitted to bring him into tribulation and trouble. But there's a rest here. God is a refuge. God is a refuge for us. His power and his mercy will maintain his people in the day of tribulation, in the day of trouble, oh, that he might hold on his way. Oh, those things that are brought into his life, permitted by the Heavenly Father, try him, try his faith, to prove him. They're there for teaching, for correction, for purifying, bringing forth of the silver, make his children more Christ-like in their walk, in their conversation, in their lives. It might be they've witnesses here below of his power to uphold them in a day of trouble. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength, my power, God's power, God's strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, but there's a rest knowing that the Lord will judge. He'll render to every man according to his work. It's not for the child of God to put his hand to it. It's not for us to retaliate. It's not for us to seek to get one over on our enemies. It's to be Christ-like in our walk. It's to turn the other cheek. To love our enemies. To pray for them that despitefully entreat thee. It's to give a cloak, our cloak, to the one who would take our coat. Oh, it is to walk in that right way. And how can we? It's looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. The Lord Jesus isn't, and I say this very carefully, but he isn't just a pattern laid down for us to seek to copy. He is our all and all, and in all. His life is the blessed, sweet hiding place and covering and clothing of his poor people. Oh, but a pattern has been set. And we should seek to be followers of him. And to seek to imitate. Oh, but it's not on the grounds of working out our own righteousness. It is on the grounds of love, seeking to please the one whom we serve, seeking to serve him and worship him. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this. The power belongeth unto God. Well, beloved friends, his power, his voice is power. I said he spoke the world into being. He called Lazarus from the grave. Oh, and he spoke to the fish, which had Jonah in its belly. The Lord spake, and that fish vomited him out on dry land. Oh, what a place that was for Jonah. Oh, in the belly of that great fish. We're told it was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of hell, he said. But it wasn't a moment too long or too short. It's according to the purpose of God. And so it is for you and me in our days of trouble and tribulation. And sometimes it's through our sin. Like Jonah. Jonah. Oh, he knew, didn't he? He knew it was his fault. Cast me into the sea. All this trouble was, he was the root cause of it. His sin was. Oh, what misery sin brings. The child of God isn't punished as such. The punishment for his sin, one has borne it for him. Sin is punished in hell. Sin is punished at the end of our lives. Except that punishment has been borne by another. Jesus Christ bore the punishment for his people's sins. But what they will be, what their sins will bring upon them in this life is displeasure. When we displease our natural father, we will be chastened and we will be corrected. As a father correcteth and chasteneth his son, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. Well, there's that fatherly chastisement, which is done in love, not in anger. Jonah was chastened. Jonah was corrected. Jonah was brought to that right place. He said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Not on the ship's deck, not when he was asleep in the cabin, not when he was on the quayside about to board the ship, but in the belly of the fish. And he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Mercy belongeth unto thee. Mercy belongeth. O Lord, belongeth mercy. Unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. I will look again. Oh, that you and I might look again. Oh, I've sinned myself out of the covenant, surely. I can't come again, can I? I can't come again as a sinner. With that same prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner, again. Oh, the way of transgressors is hard. Oh, but there's mercy to be found. Yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. Oh, there's a ray of light shining out of the door of hope this evening, isn't there? Still shining. The doors of chapel are shut, but the door of mercy isn't. I'm cast out of thy sight. Oh, but yet will I look again. Surely the gospel sets forth that blessed hope in Jesus that we can look again and again and again. Oh, that precious blood which was shed for sinners. A name to plead, the name of Jesus. Waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depths closed me round about, and the weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with the bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. There, beloved friends, he was brought to the right place. Oh, the belly of the whale had done its job. Humbled before his God. The broken Jonah. Oh, he's broken. The work is done. His soul is humbled within him. Oh, and the time of deliverance is come. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Delivered. Answer to prayer. From the belly to the dry land. Oh, the preserving deliverance, the power and the mercy to deliver that man from that dark, deep, horrible place. Oh, you can't think of anywhere further off, can you? If you think of somewhere as far out of sight as possible. Surely in the belly of a great fish in the sea would be the furthest you could possibly get. And yet, power. The fish was in the hands of the Lord. One word and the Lord from the Lord, and it's vomited him out on that dry land. Oh, that the deed was done. The work was finished. Jonah was a different man. Different man to the one that got on the boat at Tarshish. Different man. Now made willing. Word of the Lord came again to him. Go and preach. And preach he did. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. There is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Oh, then may we, as encouraged by David and so blessed with true living faith to do, wait thou only upon God. We read, didn't we? God is our refuge and strength. That beautiful Psalm 46. Well, we read, didn't we? The heathen raged and kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. Oh, his power, beloved friends. Oh, what do you need the Lord to do this evening? There's nothing too hard for him. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything? It's laid down in the word. Is there anything too hard for me? I know some of you have proved, haven't you? Oh, the impossible things, and yet you found nothing is impossible with God. He's not limited by physics, by laws, by nature. He's above all. Oh, how able he is. How able he is. Oh, what a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. What a place of refuge. How sweet a place this is. Oh, that you and I might flee to that name, the name of Jesus, which is a strong tower. And we flee and hasten to it. For it speaks of power. It speaks of mercy. It speaks of judgment. Oh, but it's those two pillars, particularly this evening, that seem so attractive. In a day of trouble, in a day of uncertainty, in a day when our souls are questioned, are we ready for the coronavirus to take us or something else? Something will. We each must take that step from this life into the next at some point. It's getting nearer every day. How stands the case, my soul with thee? For heaven are thy credentials clear. Oh, to find that refuge for sinners in Christ Jesus and him crucified, the power of his resurrection, the power of his cross, the power of his word. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. Thou renderest to every man according to his work. May God add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting for church members on Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And Mr. Jonathan Buss, God willing, is expected to preach next Lord's Day. May we close with hymn 792. I'll read the first two verses. Faith in the bleeding Lamb, oh, what a gift is this. Hope of salvation in his name, how comfortable 'tis. Knowledge of what is right, how God is satisfied. A foe received a favourite, an alien made a child. 792, commencing at verse 3.
Still remain. It's gone.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.